This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Now, it is indeed a pleasure once again to be invited back into your vibrational level, and once again we would like to express our greetings and gratitude to each of you. And also we would like to remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication or that telepathic interaction. And while we would encourage you to participate in that activity, we would remind you as well that absolutely that choice is yours. Now, one would perhaps assume that in this new age and new energy, we would have suggested that it's possible for you, in your awakened consciousness state, to influence your reality in a manner that once again has been difficult for you to achieve in your past. One might assume that it would also be easier for you to predict the future, to be able to forecast what it is that you're creating and about to experience in your reality, in your awakened consciousness state. Ironically, forecasting your forthcoming experiences has always been a very difficult task at best. You see, the reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. If you alter your belief system, you alter the reality. If you alter beliefs in your human consciousness, in your societal, in your individual belief systems, then you alter the reality. And so to attempt to forecast what it is that you're about to experience in your awakened consciousness state is to assume that you won't alter your beliefs or belief systems. And as well, once again, you would assume that in this new age and new energy where it's possible for you to influence your reality from a conscious state, that it must be easier for you to forecast what it is that you're to experience in your so-called future. However, in your so-called past, particularly in what we refer to as the post-Atlantean periods, many of the realities that you experienced were based upon beliefs and choices that you made in your altered states of consciousness. Many times, choices and decisions and beliefs that were put in place in your so-called between incarnational style. And if there were beliefs that were put in place by your so-called human consciousness for events that were what you might refer to as major occurrences in your awakened consciousness state in your earth system, then it was easier to forecast, if you wish, that event than what it is in your so-called new age and new energy, where you hold that concept in your mind consciously, and where you are conscious. Thoughts and feelings can influence your reality, once again in a manner that was difficult in that so-called past or historic period of time that you existed in. And so, particularly in major occurrences in your earth system, in your so-called past, it was possible to forecast what it was that you were about to experience, not only in a particular lifetime that the individual was involved in, but in other various incarnational periods, other time periods, if you wish. You see, time and space are illusionary, as we've suggested many, many times. They don't really exist. And many times the individuals who are doing that forecasting, who are predicting, were in an altered state of consciousness and experiencing, witnessing, if you wish, major activities that were occurring in other lifetimes that they were involved in. And so they get glimpses, if you wish, of your future. Many times glimpses of your past as well. But you believe that the past is difficult, if not impossible, for you to alter. We would suggest that it alters as readily as you do the future. However, it's the future that you're concerned about. If you witness an event in the past, and if the human consciousness has agreed that it will occur in the past, then you assume that that's your history. And therefore insignificant in terms of changing your so-called past. However, in your future, you believe that it hasn't occurred yet. You believe in this passage of time and space. And so to forecast an event that's in your future as opposed to your past seems to have much more of a consequence than what it is that you're about to experience. And so, again, individuals in your so-called history many times were quite adept at tapping into various other lifetimes that they were involved in, and as a consequence of that ability, were able to forecast what was to occur in those particular lifetimes, believing once again that the future is something that had not occurred, as opposed to grasping the concept that they were experiencing those realities in an altered state of consciousness that were occurring in the same time and same space. It becomes a difficult concept to grasp in your awakened consciousness state. We acknowledge that, but nonetheless, that's the possibilities that existed in your so-called past, in your so-called history, in terms of predicting or forecasting your future. And so in this new age and new energy, it becomes much more difficult to forecast your future. Because while it seems like in your awakened consciousness state you can be aware of what it is that you desire to an extent perhaps that was difficult in your past, it's also then easier for you in your awakened consciousness state to alter those particular thoughts and feelings, and as a consequence have an effect upon the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. This whole new age and new energy, that's what it's all about, to be able to consciously influence your reality, what it is that you're about to experience. And consequently, makes it very difficult to forecast or to predict what it is that you will experience. More individuals that are involved in a particular thought, who are holding a particular thought in their consciousness, the greater the validity and possibility of that particular activity or event occurring. If your human consciousness, if the individuals involved in your vibrational level agree at some level of their consciousness to hold a particular belief, then it's hard for you to step outside of that belief or belief system. And once again, we would use the example of what we refer to as the human consciousness belief systems. Or, if you wish to have an example, what you refer to as your laws of physics, or your belief in time and space, for example, human consciousness belief systems. Very difficult for you to step outside of. And so, when your human consciousness, when the entities who are involved in this creation process, in this vibrational level, hold a similar thought in their awakened consciousness state, in this new age and new energy, it definitely influences the possibility of that particular activity occurring in your so-called future. And a prime example, once again, is your belief that you are experiencing environmental changes throughout your Earth system. Even individuals who have absolutely no concept of environmental change, who have no concept of what you refer to as your global warming, nonetheless believe that there is changes occurring in your environment. And they hold that thought in their consciousness. And as a consequence, experience the reality. And it's something that's occurring across your entire Earth system. You can't predict that that will continue. You see, other things that are occurring across your entire Earth system is that these so-called indigo children, if you wish. The children, the new entities, or the entities that are not necessarily new, but new to this in particular incarnational period, are entering into your awakened consciousness state, are bringing with them, at some level of their consciousness, the understanding that they are in control of the reality that they experience. They understand at some level of their consciousness that what they desire, what they hold as a consciousness spot in their awakened consciousness state, influences the reality that they experience. Even though in their awakened consciousness state, they may not be able to describe it, may not be even aware of it consciously, but in their subconscious, they know. They come into this particular incarnational period with the understanding that there is this capacity to consciously influence your reality. And consequently, are aware as well that their thoughts and feelings are influencing the reality that they are experiencing. It's difficult to explain, but it's like they know that they own their reality. It's like they don't believe at some level of their consciousness that what's occurring is simply a haphazard type of experience. It's like they own the reality. It's not like they experience some type of a reality and believe that if they hold all this particular gratitude and if they attempt to become enlightened and go through all of the so-called new age and new energy methods and techniques that they can get what it is that they desire, they know that they own it. It's their reality. And it's a different concept. They're not asking and they're not searching. They understand at some level of their consciousness that they are in control. And consequently, it becomes very difficult to predict your future. It becomes very difficult to predict that you will continue to experience your so-called environmental changes that are occurring. It becomes very difficult to predict that you are going to experience, based upon your current thoughts, conscious thoughts as well as your current belief systems, that there will be tremendous change in the so-called political powers that are influencing your existence in your awakened consciousness state. Based upon your current belief system, that's all about to come into being, if you wish. However, it's difficult to predict because you can change your reality by changing your conscious thoughts in a manner, once again, that was difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. And the New Age children, the indigo children, if you wish, bring with them, at some level of their consciousness, that understanding, even if in their awakened consciousness state, they're not fully aware of it. However, the next generation, based upon your current beliefs and belief systems, based upon not only what you feel and believe in your awakened consciousness state, but more so what you believe at the level of consciousness from which you create this reality, the next generation will bring with them the understanding that they create this reality from a position of absolute unconditional love. And bring with them the understanding that every entity existing within your vibrational level is no more and no less than any other entity existing throughout all of creation. And bring with them the understanding that only through this acceptance and understanding of unconditional love can you create the reality that you truly desire. And from that perspective, we refer to them as the peacemaker that can bring what you in your so-called awakened consciousness state, individuals throughout your entire vibrational level, are holding as a conscious thought, the desire for peace. Even those that you believe to be the most aggressive in terms of your military might and activities that are occurring, hold within their main consciousness the belief that what they are attempting to accomplish will bring peace, without the understanding that peace comes from understanding that you are absolute unconditional love, that you are all one, that you are all connected, from understanding that your existence in this vibrational level is by a choice, from understanding that you exist in each and every atom of your entire universe, from understanding that what you experience in your awakened consciousness state is an illusion, and consequently within your capacity to change. And the irony of it is that the more that you progress into that understanding, the more that you progress into this new age and new energy, the more that you progress into this transformation into what we refer to as the peacemakers, the more you do away with the illusionary effect of your reality, and the more you lose that capacity to experience day-to-day activities that you believe are beyond your control. And the more you lose that capacity to experience that intense range of emotions and feelings, and the more you do away with the very reason why you entered into this vibrational level in the first place. It's an irony that that which you search for will take away that which you truly entered into this vibrational level to experience. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Yes, I had a question. Historically, for thousands of years, humans and perhaps other species here have had an understanding of there being kind of an electromagnetic type of grid on the Earth, and connecting it with other planetary bodies, and then where those grids or matrix in the lattice, whatever it was, there are lots of nodes where they put, you know, thousands of things across the globe, like Stonehenge and pyramids and things like that, and that they were concentrated areas of this electromagnetic power in those spots. So, you know, there were many societies that understood this, and what I was curious about is that would that be considered a human consciousness belief system, or would those that be considered societal belief systems?
A combination of belief systems, like so many, not only human consciousness belief systems, but societal as well as individual involved in that type of activity. You see, it becomes very difficult to give an explanation without understanding that it's an illusion. There is not one atom in your entire vibrational level which even goes beyond what you perceive as your universe. You see, the only limits to your universe are the ones that you put on. There are no limitations. The only limitation to your creation process is your imagination. And yet it is all connected. It is all one. And so there are connections, if you wish, between various planets and other particular bodies that you create in your universe. Are all interacting, all connected, all responding one to the other, to various what you refer to as grid systems or magnetic systems that hold it all together. It gives it a validity that you can accept in your awakened consciousness state. And so that creation process is a human consciousness creation process, absolutely, based upon this concept of understanding that you have a universe. You agree to enter into this vibrational level and to create it and to sustain it. And so that's a human consciousness belief system. But then there are individuals within a society to grasp that concept and that understanding that they are connected, and feel where those connections take place, based upon your creation. You see, it's important to understand that it's your creation. Those energy parts that you refer to exist because you desire to experience them to exist there. It's an illusion. And so when a society influenced many times by individual belief systems begins to hold in their awakened consciousness state, begins to believe society that it's possible for that to be what you refer to as a power point, then it becomes a societal belief system as well, a combination of a human consciousness, societal and individual. And societal in those particular instances can have a tremendous influence upon that energy spot that you refer to actually existing. However, once again, the entire universe and the belief system that there are various electromagnetic type of a grid system that holds it all together is a human consciousness belief system. And so it's a combination. The answer to your question that yes, it's a societal belief system in combination with a human consciousness belief system and influenced by an individual belief system. Does that answer your question?
Yes, I just wondered if the grids were considered more to be like the laws of physics. The other reason I was asking is I wondered if it was societal too. Is it makes it sound like people need to be at certain parts of the planet in order to be experiencing something, when I would believe you could just be wherever you are.
What do you believe?
Yeah,
it's such a simple question, but and we suggest it many times. There are individuals who believe, absolutely, that if there are certain points on this earth, and each of you are aware of those points, that there is the capacity to become connected more to your spirituality, if you wish, or to become connected more and feel those power grids and consequently influence your spirituality or your connection to it. What do you believe? If you believe that that's necessary, then, and that's what you desire to experience, then travel to those points. If you don't believe it's necessary, then don't travel to those points. What do you believe? It's an illusion. It's not necessary. Many people believe that there are planets and other influences that have an impact on your daily existence. And if you believe that, then you will experience that reality. If you don't believe it, then you won't experience it. What do you believe? The irony of it is that many people at some level of their consciousness believe it, but don't believe it in their so-called awakened consciousness state, or at least are not aware of it in their awakened consciousness state. But in their altered state of consciousness, they buy into, if you wish, many of those concepts and hold them as being valid. And consequently, they become involved in what would be a societal or many times even a human consciousness belief system that they are not necessarily aware of in their awakened consciousness state. And consequently, because of holding that belief that they have put in place in an altered state of consciousness, they begin to feel in their awakened consciousness state realities that are a reflection of that belief system, even though in their awakened consciousness state they're not aware of holding that belief. And consequently, if it's, as you have questions regarding some type of a power point in your so-called earth system, if those people hold that in their subconsciousness, perhaps put in place in other incarnational periods, that you're involved in an activity in all the same time and same space that are influencing this reality. And so when you're in that particular point, you experience a feeling of enlightenment, perhaps, or experience the power, even though in your awakened consciousness state, you may not be aware that you hold that belief or belief system. It's like you refer to certain instances as deja vu, or you go to a particular point in your earth system, and you feel like you're at home. You feel like this is a comfortable place or a beckoning, welcoming place, without understanding in your awakened consciousness state why. It's entirely possible that you are experiencing existing in that particular area of your earth system in other incarnational periods, and consequently experience what you may feel to be a welcoming experience, or conversely, not so welcoming experience. And so it is similar for individuals who are involved perhaps in another incarnational period where they believe intently that there are these energy spots, like what you refer to as your Stonehenge areas, that when they travel to that area, feel a connection, feel that they are somehow enlightened. Even though in their awakened consciousness state, they may not be aware that they hold a belief or are participating in a human consciousness or a societal belief system in another incarnational period that's responsible for the feelings that they experience in this awakened consciousness state, in this incarnational period. Go with inside. When you experience those types of realities, go with inside with that expression and intent to gain an understanding of what it is that you're experiencing. It's all with inside. You have but to learn to access it, to learn to have that capacity to experience your other incarnational periods. That exists, it's available. Difficult perhaps to achieve, but nonetheless available should you choose to believe. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Well now, well it has once again indeed been a very enjoyable interaction, and we would welcome the opportunity to interact and to share with the rest of you. For once again, when we interact in your vibrational level, we come to express to you that which you already know. We simply tell you that which you desire to hear, but we in return gain insight and get a glimpse of what it is that you experience in your reality when you believe that you are not in control. We get a glimpse of the emotions and feelings of our friend Elias, and in return allow him to experience emotions and feelings that you might believe are beyond your wildest capacity. That opportunity exists for each of you. And we would welcome the opportunity to interact and to exchange with each of you. You have but to express the intent. And we remind you, we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact, we would welcome, once again, that opportunity. And so we would bid each of you farewell, with love and with peace.
Oh, did you? No.
Sorry.
No.
I said, what do you believe?